The horror of war is never far from the headlines. Just this week, the organisation Human Rights Watch said it had evidence which strongly pointed to at least 160 people being executed by the militant group ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria in northern Iraq.
Photographer and journalist Christoph Bangert is no stranger to such atrocities. He's covered war and crises worldwide, including Indonesia, Lebanon, Afghanistan and Iraq. He's seen conflict up close and caught it on camera. His latest book, called War Porn, is a collection of his photographs from the past decade, which media editors refused to publish because they were so graphic.
Earlier, we spoke to Christoph from his home in Switzerland. We began by asking him how he became a photographer.
That's a tricky question to start out with. It just happened like this. It was a bit of a coincidence. I was supposed to be a mechanical engineer, and I started to study mechanical engineering, which I really hated so much, so I desperately looked for something else. And I always liked to take pictures because of my travels. I was always traveling. And so I applied to photography school, and I became a photographer.
And then, Christoph, from that, what led you then to go into war photography?
Another one of these coincidences, actually. It wasn't planned that way. It just happened. I took part in a student exchange program with the Israeli photography school in Jerusalem. And I lived with an Israeli family. And I spent my days in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip, which drove my host mother crazy because she was so worried about me. But I realized how much I liked to be in difficult and interesting situations like this. And from that time on, I just kept going to these places.
Now, Christoph, you've compiled all sorts of pictures from conflict zones, and you've called your latest book War Porn. Can you please tell us, how did you decide on that title?
Yeah, the title is it's not very layered. It's a very rough, controversial title. The term war porn, or the accusation of pictures coming out of conflict zones being pornographic or voyeuristic, it's always an argument that people who criticize this sort of work bring up. And I thought I'd just turn this around. What I'm saying is, calling this sort of work pornographic or dehumanizing is always possible. It's always, in a way, accurate. You cannot avoid the dehumanizing element of in this work, because the deed, the actual things that happen to these people, is so dehumanizing that there is always a trace of this in the picture. But to call this work pornographic is also just an excuse not to deal with these pictures and not to deal with these events.
Why do you want people to look at these images? And this book is made of pictures which your editors at newspapers and magazines and websites had refused to publish because they were too graphic.
Almost all the pictures in my book were never published before. And this book is, in a way, also an act of frustration and anger on my part that I have all this material and nobody's ever seen it. We have to show these things. It's part of our duty as journalists to show these events in a comprehensive and complete way. We cannot just leave out a certain aspect, even though it is hard to look at these images, and we have to basically force ourselves to look at these images, we still have to do it. We cannot just avoid to acknowledge these people suffering by ignoring this sort of material.
Christoph, it's obviously your job to take these photos, and you're in situations that are pretty horrendous. A lot of the images are very sickening. How do you deal with these images when the camera is switched off?
Well, while I'm working, it happens very fast. I'm working very intuitively. It's not planned. It's not a conceptual kind of work. So I'm trying to be as professional as possible. And then the whole reflection part and thinking comes later when I edit the work. And that is much, much harder, actually, than being there with the camera, which is relatively easy. But later, of course, it's hard to deal with these images, because it's not only these images that I have, but it's also these memories of my experiences that are very much attached to these images. I've been really struggling with this while I was putting together the book, What's important is to think about and to talk about how the people that I photograph are dealing with their trauma, because these people have no choice. They cannot jump into an airplane like I can and just go home. These people are home. The war came to them and they have no choice.
Christoph, did you ever take a photo that was even too graphic for your book, that you deleted?
The book is basically an experiment. I wanted to know what would happen if I switch my own self-censorship off. It's a book full of my most horrible pictures. There are pictures in it where you see, for example, victims of the violence between Shiites and Sunnis in Baghdad, in Iraq. People that fell victim to this sectarian violence and were kidnapped and then killed. A lot of these people were tortured to death. And that is very difficult to look at. Your first reaction is to look away and you want to close the book and never look at it again.
You ask yourself this question in the book. Do you exploit your subjects, those people in your photos?
The exploitation dilemma is similar to the pornography dilemma. There will always be this trace of dehumanization in the work, and there will always be a trace of exploitation in the work, because the person that I photograph loses the ability to control his or her own image. But I, as the photographer, I have this ability to control the image, to publish the image, to do with the image whatever I want. That's a huge responsibility. And just because these dilemmas of the exploitation, the dehumanization that exists, that doesn't mean that the work is without value or that it is morally wrong to look at these pictures. I think that these are just excuses.
If you could choose one picture from the book that you could present to the world tomorrow, which one would it be and why?
If I would have to choose one, there is the one of this victim of sectarian violence. That person was left on the trash in Baghdad, and apparently his head was partially cut off, and then there were lots of wild dogs that roamed Baghdad and who had found the body and had started to eat the body. Maybe that's the one of the pictures I would like people to see, because it's easy to read in the newspaper about sectarian violence and these things. It always seems quite abstract in our society, where we hardly know the difference between Sunnis and Shias. But if you see this image, you actually realize how horrible, how unimaginable these events are.